There's never been a more controversial build-up to a tennis tournament, I wouldn't have thought, than this year's Australian Open. And to make sense of it all, here's border tennis legend, the one and only Sam Groth. Morning, Grothy.
Yeah, good morning. You're right. Plenty of controversy around, but I also do like being called a legend. That doesn't happen very often.
Oh, you're a border legend, Sam.
Yeah, of course. We love it that you're from here. Now, Sam, obviously it's just dominating the news at the moment. There's been a lot of whinging from players and people surrounding the Australian Open that have had to fly in quarantine. But now it seems like it was a very wise move.
Yeah, exactly. You look at what's happened with Paula Badosa. She was extremely vocal in not wanting to undergo the very strict quarantine rules. So not just the rules for players coming in. They had 14 days. They had 5 hours to practice. Of course, those players that were on those close contact flights, of which Badosa was one of them, not very happy about being locked in a room for 14 days, even though that was communicated to the players coming in. But as you said, 7 days into her quarantine, she's now tested positive, and it seems like it was all for all the right thing to do, and obviously protecting everybody here in Melbourne. So full credit to Craig Tye and his team as well for sticking to their guns, and obviously they're having to follow all the health requirements down here from the Victorian government, but it seems like it was the right decision now.
Now, Novak Djokovic, now has he been treated fairly by the media and people? Because he came out, he wanted to stand up for the players. So he gave him a list of demands, and then there was a backlash, so he made a kind of grovelling apology. What do you think of Djokovic's role?
I'm not sure what Djokovic's role is, to be honest. He's not on the player council. He started at the end of last year. They tried to make a breakaway player group during the US Open, which hasn't gained much traction.
Right.
It's easy to throw some demands out there, isn't it, when you're sitting in your hotel suite with your full team in Adelaide and you get your full practice right. Doesn't understand what's going on here in Melbourne, but you know, he may think he's the voice of reason and the voice of the players, but the way the public looks at it, I mean, it's been a tough year. It was a tough year, 2020, in Melbourne. There's a lot of people that don't want the tennis to go ahead. Of course, I want the tennis to go ahead. I love the Australian Open, and you know, I think if it can be done the right way, then it's a great event. It employs a lot of people, but you start throwing demands out when everyone has been through what they've been through. It's not going to be looked upon very favourably, and then you throw sort of a half sorry explanation to why you put those demands out. I don't think that's looked upon.
I don't
very
feel sorry
either.
For him then.
I reckon they chose him because he's widely liked in the tennis community and liked by the media. But on the other hand, if you want to go to the other side of the fence, perhaps Bernard Tomic probably didn't do himself any favours letting his girlfriend speak to the media, I would have thought. Not, well, letting her. It may be encouraging her, I don't know.
I'm not sure if Bernie has much influence over what she does, to be honest. I mean, I would also find it very hard doing 2 weeks in lockdown without someone to wash my hair. So.
Yes, and foot massages every day, right. I think.
All right.
Yeah, well, Bernie might have signed up for a few things that he didn't know he was signing up for.
Yeah, that's right. That social media account. All right, so put all that aside, are you excited for the start of the tournament, though?
Oh, I can't wait. To be honest, I think the thing people have to realise is the quarantine's being done so that the event can go ahead safely, that these players can eventually come out into the community and play an Australian Open that we all want to see. I can't wait for it to go ahead. It's been a part of my life, the Australian Open, for the last 20-odd years. So I'd be extremely disappointed. It's different to not have it in January. I'm quite enjoying having a summer to myself, for once.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for the tennis to get started, that's for sure. I'll be there every day working long days with Channel 9, and I'm extremely excited about it.
Well, I think, I guess a lot of people are echoing this sentiment. They're here now, so they might as well play tennis. So, Sam Groth, thank you so much for chatting with us, and we really look forward to your commentary of the Australian Open.
No worries. Thanks for chatting anytime.